Wow, we have been through all of those powers this year. And wow, Marie Anne Marengolo, girl, you can sing. And how good was that to see Brian on drums and our old buddy Doyle on piano and Boots on bass. And it's just good to, well, sort of kind of see you this morning. I'm so glad we're together once again. Good morning, Unity family. It is December. Wow, 2021. And it has been the year of igniting our 12 powers. And I think Steve said that I would be speaking on the power of love. That is, that's partially true. Today is our final month of the year, obviously, duh, December. And if you just noticed, the final power is life. Life. And we've been talking so much about these 12 powers this year, once a month. And every power has a corresponding color, and the color of a life is red. And I always wear the color, a shirt, the color of the power every month. And I didn't want to blend in with these beautiful, stunning poinsettias behind me and look like a talking head. So I wore my fabulous black party shirt from Friday night. It felt so good to wear it. I brought that energy to today, where I have a touch of red. This is our color of life. How appropriate. Poinsettias, red, Christmas red everywhere. And of course, it is still the season of Advent. And the Advent theme that begins today is love. So far, we kicked off week one of Advent with our friend Reverend Diane Scribner talking about hope and faith with hope. And last week, which in my brain seems like weeks ago, with Carlos, we talked about the Advent theme of peace. And let me see. So today is love. Oh, and so I was my brain's kind of going different places right now. I had a lot of cake pops this weekend. Sugar. But the title of today's message that came to me is the power of life in a season of love. Because that's where we are. And if you were watching today's countdown, you probably already saw the really fabulous quote that I found by Peanuts creator Charles Schulz, that life is like a 10-speed bike. Most of us have gears we never use. How true is that? It's so easy to get into a groove, isn't it? And then to settle, even if we're not feeling settled, to settle for where we are, even if it's no longer satisfying, as we like to say in Unity every now and then. We might be in hell, but we know our way around it. We know where the bathroom is, we know where the kitchen is, we know how to deal with it. So even if it's not bringing you joy, satisfaction, exuberance, we get used to it. Any Unity minister worth his or her salt always carries close by a revealing word by Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore. And it's where he defines what these terms mean in Unity speak, metaphysical language. Life, the power of life. Charles Fillmore says that life is that expression of being, capital B, which manifests as animation, activity, vigor. Life and substance are ideas in divine mind. Life is the acting principle. Substance is the thing acted upon. In the phenomenal world, life is the energy that propels all forms to action. Life is not in itself intelligent. It requires the directive power of an entity that knows where and how to apply its force in order to get the best results. In order to give man a body having life in itself, God had to endow man with a focal life center located in the generative organs. You know where those are? Down below. This center of activity in the organism is also the seat of sensation, right? Which is the most subtle and enticing of all factors that enter into being. But these qualities, sensation and generation, are necessary to man's character. And without them, man would not be the complete representative or image and likeness of God. Life does not emanate from the mind. It is not a psychic or purely mental quality, nor does it spring from the physical. Life is divine, spiritual, and its source is spirit. The river of life is within man in his spiritual consciousness. The river of life is in man, within man, in his spiritual consciousness. He comes into consciousness of the river of life through the quickening of spirit. He can be truly quickened with new life and vitalized in mind and body only by consciously contacting spirit. This contact is made through prayer, meditation, and good works. Life is the spark of God within us. When ignited with a thought, it animates us positively or negatively. Remember, these powers depend on how we use them. We can use them however we choose to, consciously, unconsciously, which would not be so much of a choice of how to use them unless you know how to use them consciously, and there's no going back to what you already know. Anyway, everything comes back to our thoughts. And this year has been what I've wanted to get out of these 12 powers this year to ignite them is how to utilize them, use them practically. And like today's Advent theme of love, I love today's daily word and the affirmation. I love the daily word and love lights my way. Love is the power upon which the whole world revolves, especially at this busy time of year. I want to stay attuned to the love of Christ within. Through this reciprocal power, the love I give returns to me abundantly. Some of you, excuse me, my mouth is dry. I have been popping Zyrtec lately because of allergies. Zyrtec was a divine idea, is a divine idea. And some of you may have the Advent booklet that Unity Worldwide puts out every year at this time of year. And it's kind of like an amped up daily word with daily messages from different Unity ministers or authors. And it has articles and poems and things in it to inspire us and uplift us through the season. And I did not realize that my good buddy, our dear friend, Reverend Elizabeth Longo, who was at the party Friday night, she came for a visit, wrote tomorrow's message on love. And I think it's also appropriate to share it. 'Tis the season to open our hearts and minds to the energy of love. In the twinkle of an eye, love will make all things new. Bring wonder and curiosity to your heart and allow love to reveal its secrets, gently guiding you on your journey of becoming. God's love is at the very core of our being, the reason for all existence. At any moment and at any time, love can heal and renew our spirits. Love can heal and renew our spirits at any time. The power of love. When we feel lonely and unloved, we can immerse ourselves in this healing energy, which is unconditional and ever-present. Love can be distorted and twisted when it is hijacked by the personality. We might easily believe that someone or something is responsible for our happiness. Anybody relate? Something or someone responsible for our happiness? We might create stories that someday we'll be loved when we find our soulmate or believe ourselves worthy of love. Turn on the radio and you will hear endless love songs that speak about pain and suffering. And we love to listen to them, don't we? Instead, let the power of divine love into your life and experience the miracle of the harmonizing, unifying power of love, located right here. Turning on the light of love every day raises your vibration and will have a huge impact on your life. Create a bonfire of love in your heart. See that image. Create a bonfire of love in your heart and let it shine forth into the world. Create a bonfire of love in your heart and let it shine forth in the world. And Colossians 3:14 says, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And I wish I could ask Elizabeth, I will ask Elizabeth if she came up with this affirmation on this day of Advent for tomorrow. I remember love is the core of my being. I remember love is the core of my being. Say that with me. I remember love is the core of my being. Some of you got the words a little bobbled. I remember love is the core of my being. Yeah. Life, love, Zyrtec. I'm sorry. I'm sure I was about to say something profound. Hold on. Lost that train of thought. And that helps. Maybe someone's bringing me Christmas gifts. I don't know. But I really love that Advent message. This has never happened. How many months have we been doing this? Hold on. I'll be right there. I'll be right back. I'm sorry. I hope you don't see my shorts. It'll blow the illusion. Coming. No way.
Oh my God.
I just felt a calling. I had to come.
It was weird. I just read your Advent theme thing to everyone. Of course it is. You know that.
I know.
Look who I found. I read her words and she appears. Now, this is the part where we act like this was not planned. Okay, that you just happen to be in the neighborhood inside my building in New York City. Elizabeth Longo, we are both triple vaxxed and we decided it's okay to hang on each other. But I'm so glad you're here. Last night we were having a wonderful dinner together. And I'm like, I have an idea for tomorrow morning because nobody else this entire time since March of 2020 has been on this set with me. And who better than my dear friend, Elizabeth. And it's so appropriate that one thing that's really real, well, everything's really real that I said. That was just a fun fake out. But I really didn't know that Elizabeth had written that in the Advent booklet for this year. Can we both be seen? Let me see. Yeah, we can. We can both be seen. We can see on the computer down here. So anyway, tell this is also very spontaneous. We're going with that river of life right now.
The flow. River.
Okay.
Rip.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to you and to all of you, because you know what? You ignited that bonfire of love in my heart on Friday night. I needed that. You know, now I don't take anything for granted. Any moment that I can connect with a human being, oh my God, I'm so appreciative.
It was fun.
We're all here to share love, you know, ultimately, right? And so I just felt so much love on Friday night. It was such a joy.
Think of that song that that Zoe just shared in the Gifts of the Heart drive. Give love on Christmas Day. Give love every day. I love that you came up with that, though. The create a bonfire of love in your heart and let it shine forth. That I want to use that to lead us to the January 2nd burning bowl. Because all of these things are tied together in this Advent season of preparation for the Christ in us, the coming of the Christ in us.
Yeah. So. And life and love, you know, how connected all these powers are, right? I mean,
absolutely. They don't stand on their own.
Life, the river of life that's always calling us to be more, to become, to express, to grow, to transform, to awake. And what are we awakening to if it's not love? God is love. Everything is love.
And we awaken in consciousness.
Yes. By being aware, and you know, it's all energy, where our energy is being focused, where, you know, what are we paying attention to? As you said, you know, begins with our thoughts.
Everything comes back to
our thoughts. And this, the mind, should be serving the heart, the higher calling, you know?
And again, the thing that's the double-edged sword is when we learn these things, we are really reminded of them. None of this stuff is new. It's buried within us. And so we are reminding things. Educare, the Latin for education, educare means to draw forth. So the information, the education, it's already within us and we're pulling it forward, you know, from our being. And here's the double-edged sword. Like I said a minute ago, you can't go back. There's no claiming ignorance anymore after you know something. You can't get away with it, not to put it in such negative terms, but you can't go back and act like you don't know something once you do.
Well, it doesn't feel good. You get out of coherence, you know? You know when you are on the flow, when you're in alignment, because it just feels good, you know, light expressing. But when your mind is shut and you're really focused on things that are not for your highest good, you don't feel good. And your body lets you know. You know, there's intelligence in our bodies, in ourselves, everywhere.
Absolutely.
So it's like, where's your energy going? What are you paying attention to? What are you focused on? Is it life-giving thoughts or thoughts that diminish you? You know, it's like pay attention.
There's been research that has shown that that many people kind of innately think the most about life in its entirety, in that life force, in that way that is beyond the mind, right before dying. That's when it's heightened, and it's like, don't wait. We don't have to wait.
What did the Apostle Paul say? I die daily. Because the reality is, if we don't die to the old daily, we're just doing the same thing over and over again. So every day it's kind of let go of the past, and like that beautiful song that we heard today, and then just focus in the moment. What is life calling me to be now? What is love calling me to be now? What am I here to express in this very moment? You know, one thing that I do, you know, if I'm challenged.
Oh, pay attention. Get a notepad.
Well, no, if I'm challenged by any situation or confused or anything, I take a moment, of course, go to the silence. What did Charles Fillmore say?
Go to headquarters.
I go to headquarters.
Go to headquarters. Get
take
still.
A moment. Breathe. And settle here until the monkeys get quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then yeah. Really, I really ask, and you always get the answer, I ask, what is the most loving thing that is calling me to be in this moment or in this situation, or even to myself, you know, what am I needing now? Mm-hmm. And just listen, and boy, you get the answer. You know, the scripture in the daily word today said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But many times we don't do very well in loving ourselves,
it's,
do we?
No, it's like our vision statement. It's like we create this space that leaves no one out and invites everyone in. And when we're all together, it's like, oh, God, yes, that's so nice. Think of some people you don't want up in your house or in your party. That's where the work is. That's where the... We're all children of God. God don't have any grandchildren. We are all children of God. Everyone. Not everyone has a conscious realization of that. But you just said something about the song for today. Whatever I do, I really strive to get a download, to let Spirit reveal to me. And I heard clearly. My favorite things, that song. When I was in the shower this morning, I went, well, of course, that song is about changing our thoughts. Is there anyone who has not seen The Sound of Music? In that scene, it's where there's a storm, you know, Maria has gotten to the house that day and there's a storm that night. And all the kids, one by one, come running into her room. And then she sings about how she deals with storms or things that scare her. She starts thinking of her favorite things, like bright copper kettles and woolen mitts. And if you've seen it enough times, which I have, it's right up there, one of my favorite movies. One of the little girls, I think it's Marta, it's the second to the youngest. If you watch, I wonder how many times they filmed that scene because she's mouthing the words with Julie Andrews. Now you'll want to go back and see The Sound of Music. Cracks me up. But that song is about changing our thoughts. We have the power to change our thoughts all the time.
And if we don't, we're just replaying the same old thing, the past into the
Groundhog.
Future. So if we want to see a different future, we got to be in that space of possibilities, you know, the quantum field, the possibilities.
Here, say that again, really listen to that, because that field of possibilities, that infinite field of possibilities that is all around us is, that's God. That's our first unity principle. There's only one power and one presence in the universe and in my life, as my life, everywhere present. It's not that power is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. It is omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience. It is those things. And so there is the power, the field of infinite possibilities. I remember one time a quote of Oprah where she may have been quoting somebody else, Maya Angelou or somebody, but I am pregnant with infinite possibility.
I love that.
Yeah. Infinite possibility.
I am pregnant.
Like I said a little bit ago, you might be going through hell and you know how to deal with it, how to survive it, how to get around in it. But you're still in the realm of infinite possibility to make a shift or a different choice.
And going through hell, and what you mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, those people that you might not want to invite to your home, or those that push your buttons. Mm-hmm. How do we meet them? What if we, instead of trying to push them out, look and see, look with curiosity. What is love trying to teach me here? What is this about? Because it's all about us. It's only us here. If there's only one presence and one power, everything that appears in our lives is for us, mm-hmm. not against us. Mm-hmm. There's a blessing in every situation, in every moment.
Yes. Now, for clarity, it doesn't mean as we love everyone that we're, if there's an abusive situation or you know, come on, we're blessed with common sense. You know, it's, you got to put on your Teflon dress and, you know, for some situations.
It goes back to, first, you have to really be fed. You know, what am I needing now? Mm-hmm. How am I loving myself? Because it really goes back to that. Because if you're really loving yourself, the most loving thing that you can do in any moment maybe is say no.
Sometimes hail no. No and is no. a complete sentence and hell yes. no is a very complete sentence.
So it's about self-awareness. It's really yes, about it self-awareness, moment yeah. to moment. Meet the moment with curiosity mm-hmm. because, love is showing up as hell now. Let me see what this is about. What am I being called to be in this situation? And sometimes it's like, turn around.
See, I love the way this was orchestrated because this was not planned. Okay, it was planned since last night to do this. And this morning we're like, how are we going to do this and have fun with it? But I'm so grateful that you're here for this particular topic because I know you so well. And I know that you are so good at the practical application. That's why this is a practical spirituality. It's not... oh, good common sense. It's that too, but it's practical, as in practicing this stuff. And you, if you're really paying attention, you stay in the question. Mm-hmm. Therein lies, you know, if we're not asking the question, how do we get the answer? Edwin Gaines used to say, ask for what you want. You wouldn't call Sears and Roebuck. We got to get a new example. I think they're close, out of business. So, but you wouldn't call them and say, send me something you think I might like. And they send you a pair of fishing boots and you're like, I wanted a washer and dryer, you know, but be in the question. You got to be in the question.
Well, if you're not, you know, if you're caught up in your story of poor me, nobody loves me, mom, you know, in that story, mm-hmm. you're really caught up in a little peanut right here, the amygdala. Mm-hmm. So the way out, you feel whatever you need to feel. You know, this is not about denying anything. Mm-hmm. Tell the truth. Mm-hmm. Look, see, observe, tell the truth. And then take a breath, feel, and then ask the question, you know, what am I needing here? How can I shift this? What am I grateful for in this moment? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Remember, as you mm-hmm. said in the beginning, the river of life is a movement, mm-hmm. and it's a movement to express, to grow our wings so we can fly.
Yes, and I love that Charles Fillmore is who used that metaphor of the river of life, because for me, it, right there with the question, it's always about being in the flow, mm-hmm. with the flow. Mm-hmm. We're in the flow right now. I'm like, let's do this. I'm talking about life and love. Let's see what we're supposed to say about that. And we're in the river of life, the flow of mm-hmm. life right now, demonstrating what it looks like. We didn't force anything. We don't have a teleprompter, clearly. it's not scripted. It's being in the flow, being in the flow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So I also said I was going to ask you if, did you come up with this affirmation or did they put this in? Or do you remember?
I don't remember, but I do remember that love is the core of my being. That I will remember. And love is the core of your being and is the core of it all. It's the glue that... mm-hmm. that unites all of life.
Mm-hmm. And I just find it so, just, I don't know, interesting, but really divinely satisfying that life and love would be what's, you know, two different things. I mean, the Unity booklets didn't know that I was going to be talking about life. And I didn't even realize that this Sunday would be about love, but they work absolutely in tandem, life and love. Aww. Yeah.
They all work together.
Of course, they do. They do. And I have one more workshop. I've been doing a quarterly workshop on these powers this year. And there is a final workshop next Saturday. Oh, Leo, thank you. God, you're the best. Look at what he created for me. We will be talking about last month's power of release, this month's power of life in more depth on how to use it and apply it, utilize it. And we're going to wrap up the 12 powers. And I also have a pretty cool 12 powers meditation that I did last month. And a lot of people said, please record that. And so I'm going to do that again next week. Mm-hmm. Did you hear how much I was sneezing this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Zyrtec works like magic, but it is like I have glue in my mouth, which is good for water. We need to always keep drinking lots of water and purifying. So Zyrtec helped shut that down. And
that's something loving you can do, because, you know, we got to love this human experience. We got to love our body temples.
Thank you. Practicality. Mm-hmm. Really, drinking lots of water, that is self-love. It's mm-hmm. simple. And so often we don't think about this stuff is, as we so often say, simple, not easy,
mm-hmm.
not easy to change. That's not an affirmation. It's just, it takes conscious effort.
But the good thing is,
conscious choices.
It's easier when it's in a community,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we hold each other in the highest light,
mm-hmm.
and exponentially we grow.
Yeah, that's why we have this community. We can all do this stuff on our own, but it is so lifted up and empowered when we're in community,
mm-hmm.
when we are communing together with this stuff, even virtually. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I heard some of the most beautiful things from some of you Friday night of what this has all meant during this pandemic, this time apart, and it just filled my heart to overflowing. It sparked a bonfire in my heart. It really did. Because even virtually, we are very much energetically connected.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to meditate. We've had a theme. We've kept the theme of Advent for our meditations mm-hmm. this season. And so we're going to do a meditation on love right now, the Advent theme. Hi, thank you. I'm so glad you said yes to this. I love you. We love you.
Happy holidays. Felicidades. Los quiero.
That, what she said. Thank you all. I love you. I love you. Let's meditate on love.
Hope. Peace. Joy and love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love. It's really quite simple. Your true purpose on this planet is to love. That's it. You're here to love, to express and share the love you have within you with everyone you meet. You are love, and you are here to share that love that you are, to be the love that you are in expression. At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the love that you've shared. Love is the one thing you actually leave behind on this planet. the only thing of true value that you leave behind. Your love is an imprint on everyone and everything you've ever come in contact with. Your love impacts every atom, every molecule you've ever interacted with. Love is the simplest, easiest, most profound way to be on purpose. Love, the power to harmonize, unify, attract. Diane Marie Child said, "As we awaken, we are infused with an even greater sense of love, eventually with a love that needs no object. It simply is. We love like the rose that gives its perfume, because that is our nature. In loving, we experience a warm, abundant, connecting, expansive energy. Love has been called the cosmic glue, the force that holds the universe together. Every aspect of your life is an opportunity to love. You don't have to know how to love. You already are love. You only need to allow love. Allow it to permeate your thoughts, your feelings, your body, your actions, your reactions, your interactions, your habits, your very being. And now in the silence, allow any resistance you might feel to love to melt away, to dissipate into golden particles like dust floating away on a beam of light. Now faith, hope, and love abide. And the greatest of these is love.